Mr. Chair, we acknowledge that reparations are generally referred to under the definition of remedies, Article 1.9. We suggest, however, for the sake of clarity and practical reasons for victims, that under Article 7, each component is treated separately. On the one hand, domestic remedy, as the procedural limb of redress, includes criminal, civil, and administrative investigation, prosecution, and proportionate sentencing. The procedural obligation should not be discharged as a mere formality, but should comply with the effectiveness qualified through promptness, thoroughness, independence, participation of the victims, and information on the relevant outcomes. It is important to reflect each one of these components in the LBI's text. On the other hand, reparation represents the consequential obligation when an international wrongful act is ascertained, either by a domestic court or international organ. Reparations are regarded under international public law as an autonomous right of victims. Therefore, we find necessary to add a specific paragraph on reparations in Article 7, as we propose. States shall provide victims with full reparations as a consequence of violence ascertained by national authorities or by national, international human rights dispute settlement mechanisms, including cessation, restitution, satisfaction, compensation, damage to life plan, rehabilitations, and guarantees of non-repetition. To conclude, in simple terms, reparation means to rebuild a new home after a mining disaster, to receive medical support for poisoning of pesticide, or psychological help for post-traumatic stress, and many other concrete measures for victims. Thank you.